Hello, I'm Joanne from the Technology for Life team, and today I'm going to discuss accessible TV options. Lots of mainstream televisions out there have features and tools built into them which help to make these devices accessible for people who are blind or partially sighted. Samsung, LG, and some other manufacturers include a built-in voice guidance feature on some of their latest digital televisions. Voice guidance works by announcing on-screen information like channel names, numbers, television guides, menus, upcoming and recorded programs, and various settings. In addition, some TVs from manufacturers like Sony, LG, and a range of others have the Android operating system pre-installed. These televisions include accessibility features like TalkBack for screen reader. The Android operating system also allows access to the smart features of a television, like catch-up and streaming services. And additional features may also include Alexa, Bixby, Google Assistant, and these can add the voice control element. These voice assistant options, if present, allow spoken commands such as "Hey Google, pause," "Hey Google, rewind," "Hey Google, fast forward 5 minutes," "Hey Google, next episode," "Hey Google, previous episode," or if you're using Alexa, "Alexa, lower the volume," "Alexa, volume up," "Alexa, mute, unmute," "Alexa, show me James Bond movies," "Alexa, search for comedies on Netflix." Separate add-on devices like Apple TV, Chromecast, and the Amazon Fire TV Stick also have accessibility tools built in, which enable access to video and on-demand services and TV catch-up apps. These devices do not show standard broadcast TV, and the accessibility on third-party apps can vary. In the instance of Apple TV, Apple TV was launched with VoiceOver, which is a screen reader, and it will announce particular information and elements on the screen. Siri is also present in later versions of Apple TV, so this then includes the voice control element of speaking into the device to give it commands. Apple TV enables access to video, on-demand services and TV catch-up apps, but it does not show standard broadcast TV. Amazon's Fire TV in the UK also has speech facilities included. Users can browse the Amazon catalogue, use the voice search function and view content. Third-party apps may not be supported though. Again, the Fire TV enables access to on-demand services and TV catch-up apps, but it does not show standard broadcast television. And recently, Sky Q updated the service they offer to include voice guidance for menus, settings information, and voice control to access programs and functions. They have also added the option of ordering an accessible remote control to improve user experience. Setting up accessibility features like voice guidance, TalkBack, VoiceOver, this can be done by going into the relevant menus of the television itself and making the required adjustments. Some television remotes will have a dedicated button for the accessibility settings, but it may not always be obvious or easy to navigate. And in some instances, sighted assistance may be required for that initial activation and configuration. I'd also like to mention audio description. Audio description is a free service. It describes body language, expressions and movements, and making the program clear through sound. Most major broadcasters, for example, like the BBC, Channel 4 and Sky, provide audio description on a certain percentage of their programmes. I suppose one of the key points to take away is that not all televisions and devices will include all of these features. It is essential to talk with the seller or manufacturer of the devices to ascertain whether a particular model will have the features you require before purchasing one, or before activating some of the features in a device you may already have. There are many great options in terms of accessible TV and TV features out there. And more information is available from the RNIB Resource Hub under the Accessible Televisions section. Thank you for taking the time to listen today, and I hope you found this information useful and helpful. Thank you.